It is the first case of this particular kind of techno-bullying that Hereward Harrison, Director of Policy at Childline, has come across, but sadly, he is not surprised. Young people are very inventive, he says. We have heard of instances of using text messages on mobile phones to bully other children. The technology for this kind of behavior is there now, and bullies are turning it to their own ends. So what can be done to help children who find themselves in a similar situation to Mark Fletcher? Harrison says that dealing with techno-bullying starts with gathering evidence and getting adult help. The first step he recommends is to keep a detailed diary of what is happening, including any abusive emails or downloaded web pages, and show it to a parent or teacher. But when Christopher Fletcher approached his son's school, he found that getting help was not easy. They first said that because the site had not been made on school equipment, it had nothing to do with them. When I pointed out that it had been accessed from school computers, they were more interested. I had a letter from the head teacher saying he had spoken to the boys concerned, but the overall tone was one of boys will be boys. Fletcher was sufficiently incensed by this approach to seek legal advice.